This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. About 160 people are still unaccounted for after an Oceanside condominium building collapsed into a smoldering pile of rubble. Search and rescue teams continue to work after encountering rainstorms and fires in the rubble. We get more from AP's Terry Spencer.
One of the concerns they have right now is that they're worried about either moving the debris in such a way that it crushes somebody in a hole, shape inside a hole inside the debris, so they're having to be very careful. They're digging also up from below the pile into it through an underground garage, saws and jackhammers.
They don't know exactly how many people were in the building, and so they've been getting more contact from relatives concerned about missing people, and they've compiled a list.
That's AP's Terry Spencer. A sentencing hearing is underway for former Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer Derek Chauvin, who faces several years in prison for the murder of George Floyd, a black man whose death set off international protests calling for racial justice. Prosecutors have asked Judge Peter Cahill to sentence Chauvin to 30 years. His defense attorney is seeking probation. A jury convicted Chauvin of second-degree murder, unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter for pressing his knee on Floyd's neck for nearly 9.5 minutes as the 46-year-old black man gasped that he could not breathe. Bystander video of Floyd's death led to protests worldwide and scattered violence in Minneapolis and several other cities. On Wall Street, with just about an hour left in the trading day, all three major indices are trading in positive territory. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News.